We're here again, coming to you live and in living color, right here on your radio dial, WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. We're indeed privileged, and we're just proud to be here. As Minnie Pearl used to say, we're just so proud to be here. And we do this every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And, of course, this is a big vacation weekend coming up here, this Labor Day weekend. But it looks like here in this area we're going to have pretty good weather, and it may cool off a little bit. And, of course, now this is the last big rush down to Dale Hollow Lake this weekend. After this weekend, mostly we local residents kind of get our lake back for a little while before cold weather. But looks like it's going to be a great weekend for tourism here. And a little bit later on, we may talk a little bit about tourism. I think we had a little thing in the paper last week talking about some of the numbers that released about the tourism industry here in Clay County. And we may might talk about that a little bit. I've got Mayor Dale Reagan here with me this morning and Sandra Stewart Wicks. Yeah, I got it right this time. I didn't stop at her maiden name, which I usually do to my former students. And she's going to talk about some things going on down at the Senior Center, down at 145 Cordell Hull Drive.
Yes.
That's about the end of the road, isn't it?
It's got to be.
Unless you launch a boat. But we'll get back with those folks here just in a minute. But we will take a few minutes off here and get in a few words, which might allow us to come back and talk longer when we start talking. But, you know, we do have to get our advertisers on here, and we want to thank those folks that do advertise with WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country that make shows like this possible. And I want to remind you that, of course, we're on here every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, and then there's a rebroadcast at 6 o'clock this evening. So remind folks of both the times and the radio station, have to tune in to find out what's going on here in and around Clay County. But right now, we'll take that little short break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen and Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen and Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574. Speak clearly. Leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
7,000 high school students drop out every school day. If you stack their desks one atop the other, it's a pile more than 17,000 feet high. That's 12 Empire State Buildings. But what's truly scary is that another stack is going up tomorrow. We can keep students in school. Visit boostup.org and take the first step. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Well, we're back. We are getting ready to crank up here today with a real, real good show. But before we do that, of course, we want to remind everyone about our birthday and anniversary club that we have here. We have a answering machine set up here in the little corner room at the courthouse. And if you will call 5574, that's 243-5574, you can speak slowly and clearly into this machine and leave the name of the person or persons you wish to have celebrated on the air each Thursday morning and enter their name into the drawing for one of those delicious Dairy Queen ice cream cakes. But now when you call, remember you're speaking to a machine, and it don't think for itself, so speak slowly and clearly. And it's a good idea if you'll mention their name twice so we can make sure we get all the folks on here that do call in. And like I said, 243-5574. And I want to remind everyone to go over to Dairy Queen and visit the folks over there. They cook up some delicious food all during the day. So don't forget them when you feel your hunger pains. So just ease over there and get you a little bite to eat. Right now I have... Sandra is here with us, and she's got, looks like she's got some papers here in front of her, and she's got some things going on down at the Senior Center. Since she's representing the Senior Center, we'll let the seniors go first. So, Sandra, what have we got going on down there right now?
The cook-off this year is going to be October the 8th. It will begin at 11:30. And the entry fee is $10. And if anyone would love to try their hand at winning a $500 grand prize, we would love to have you. The registration cutoff is October the 7th by 3 p.m. This year, we hope to have more teams than last year. Last year, we had 16 teams. The grand prize, like I said, is $500. Second prize, $200. Third prize, $100. And then People's Choice is $250, and Best Decorated Booth is $50. All you have to pay is a $10 entry fee, which is not very much at all to win $500 especially. And if you would like any information about this, please call me at 243-3467. And if you can't get me, you can always call Dale's office at 243-2161. Like I said, we'd love to have several entries this year. We are working on a few more little things than we did last year. Hopefully, I'm going to be able to work out and get the cornhole tournament back this year.
Okay, and I've noticed all the years, that must be some pretty good chili, because I never have seen an Alka-Seltzer booth out here or anything where we have to relieve any indigestion. I know some of this chili gets pretty warm, but...
We had, last year, was a variety of different kinds, anywhere for some venison chili to sweet chili to some chili that I could not taste because it was so hot. But everybody has different taste, and we had a great year last year. The weather was beautiful, and we're hoping that it'll be the same way this year.
And you forgot, how about the collectibles now?
The bows this year will be the same as last year, will be the black with the orange writing on them, and it's just $5 for a bow, and then you get to go around and sample everyone's chili. And then you get to vote, the participants that buy the bows get to vote on the People's Choice Award.
Okay, now, our judges, where do we find judges, Judge Chili at?
I can promise you there will be no judge from Clay County. We try to always get judges from outside the county, from different areas. We have had them last year from Cookeville, from Livingston, but we will never have a judge here that we hope that, you know, you can't never tell, but we hope knows anyone that's in the cook-off.
Well, that wasn't what I was questioning about. Where do you find the folks with a palate that can judge all of these different flavors? I mean, you know, that has to be, you know, I mean,
it has to be
kind of rough.
We have them set up. They just take a small bite. They don't eat like a sample bowl like you would. But they've got little cups, and then they sort of wean them out to see which one they like the best.
So they kind of narrow it down and yes. find out. And then, of course, the people's choice is based on
it's
folks
based on
like us that go around and get us a pretty good sampling of it.
Yes, it is.
And drink a whole lot of water.
Yeah.
And I believe, do we sell the water or do we...
No, the water is free. When you buy your bowl, you will get crackers, napkins, spoon, and a bottle of water.
So you get chili to build the fire.
Yes.
And water to put it out with.
Right. We can. The only thing with this, we have no open flames.
No open flames.
No open flames.
Which might be a pretty good idea. Okay. We've got that taken care of now. What else you folks got going on?
Well, as always, I'd love to have anyone that's age 60 and over to come to our center. We do have things going on throughout the year. This month we have got our second barbecue of the year that we're going to do, hamburgers and hot dogs, and I think that's on September the 20th. There's always something going on. We have great education programs, people coming in doing blood pressure screenings, educating us on this variety of different health issues that may affect seniors. There's just so many things that we have that changes from month to month. But we always have, of course, our card games, and we now have some ladies and gentlemen that's playing Rook, you know, and besides pitch. We have our shuffleboard. This year we did have a beautiful raised garden thanks to a lot of help from our county road commissioner and the sheriff's department. We had many vegetables, and that was a lot of fun. Right now, of course, it's dwindling down. We don't have much in it right now.
Changing about the card games, I guess maybe some of the guys down there have given up on beating a couple of those ladies down there in pitch, haven't they? Try to come up with a different game or something.
Well, it was actually the ladies that wanted to start.
Oh,
some
okay.
of the ladies. Some we had some new participants, and they wanted to play Rook, and so. That's great.
Yes, it is. Any type of variety. But I know there are a few folks down there that have been taking these pitch games pretty seriously, haven't they?
Yes, they do. There is a few that do love to play pitch, and they do not like to get beat.
I've sat in on a couple of games. I think I played one game and won, so I won't play no more. I mean, I have retired as an undefeated champion.
That would probably be the best thing.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a little short break here and get in a couple of words from one of our sponsors or one or more of our sponsors, and we'll be back just in a minute and see what else Sandra's got going on down there, and we may change seats here in a minute and let Mayor Reagan have a word or two, and we'll be right back.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me. We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
We try to hide our truths about our mental and substance use disorders from the world, and sometimes from ourselves. Saying I'm fine is a facade. By facing our problems, recovery begins. And we are empowered to speak our truth. Join the voices for recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Okay, we're still here. I think Sandra's got a couple of things left that she wants to talk about. Maybe something we forgot about the chili cook-off, or...
Yes. One of the things that I didn't mention is we will have the same band back this year as we did last year. It was a 10 Sleep band out of Burksville, and everyone really enjoyed their type music, so they will be returning. And probably the last thing is this chili cook-off, the Senior Citizen Center has taken it over, and this is one of our biggest fundraisers. And we would love to make as much money as we can, because that way I can do a lot of things with the seniors that they will not have to pay anything for. Last year we actually went to the Cumberland County Playhouse, and we eat out at a Cracker Barrel restaurant, and they were out no money. So this is, you know, a few things that that I would love, you know, to continue doing. And and we, too, also accept donations of any kind. That would be great. But just please come out and support the Senior Citizen Center at this cook-off. We have 600 bowls, probably plus, to sell.
Okay, and I know, I mean, it's a great fun atmosphere.
It's fun.
You know, even if you don't get in, just sit over on the other side of the street and watch all these folks run around with them black chili bowls and trying to get around and make sure they get some before they run out.
Yes.
Sometimes some of the more popular ones, these guys, they'll go back there four times.
Last year, I think I know of two that ran out, and they have a 3-gallon minimum of chili to make. So they really like, some people really like their chili.
And you don't get a bowl full of them. You just get you a big spoon.
You get a small dipper.
Okay, have you got anything else going on down there you want to talk about?
Right now, I guess that's about it. Of course, we will have the holidays coming up, and we will have our annual costume contest for Halloween. And then just the rest of the year, we'll be focusing a lot on our holidays.
And, of course, as you did a few moments earlier, is that we do want to remind folks, you know, that this is available for all of our citizens that fit in this age category. You know, come down, sign in. I think, you know, we have you have prepared meals for them. You said
Yes.
You've got fun and games going on. I know you have some computer access down there for the folks
Yes.
that like to check their email. Even some of us old-timers like to do that.
Yes, I have several that come in to check emails.
And the shuffleboard going on over there. And like I said, I know the pitch games were highly contested down there, and I'm sure Rook will get to be the same way. You know, we do take our Rook and pitch kind of seriously around here. I think there's still probably some homes in this county where folks gather in a night or two a week and have big tournaments. And it's something that, you know, it's here for our citizens. And if you don't take advantage of it, it's your own fault, isn't it?
It is. And our hours are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 to 4 o'clock. We are closed on Wednesday, and we will be closed this coming Monday for Labor Day.
All right. Thanks, Sandra, for being
here
with us. And we will, I guess, just change microphones here. You can stay here with us a few minutes if you want to, and then we'll have our next commercial break. You can rattle your chair and get up and walk out and make a racket then. But Dale, what's going on with the county government?
Well, as always, it's a pleasure to get to be here with you this morning. And there's kind of... snuck up on Sandra this morning, and she happened to come in the office, and I said, "Hey, I got something. If you can break away, go with me up there on the radio." So she said, "Yeah, I'd love to do that and everything." Because the Chili Fest is, like you said, is one of the big venues that we put on up here that's been going on now, I guess, for about 8 years, I guess, something like that. And I know that it kicked off several years ago, and it's been a success ever since. And I appreciate everybody that had had an input on that. I think Daniel Stewart was one of the first ones that came to the office down there and was talking about it and wanted to try to get something going. And one thing led to another, and I said, and it turned into a good venue. And I'm glad that Sandra has decided to take it over for the seniors, because it's a good fundraiser for them as well.
It is. We said, you know, it's one of the events here that has grown. Basically, every year it's grown. I think there might have been a year or so where it kind of dropped back. But every year people have been patient with the growing pains here with that. And right now I think it's you know, reaching a point where it's going to continue to grow each year. And as its reputation spreads out, we have folks coming in from a lot of places other than just here in Clay County to take advantage of this. And we're grateful to Sandra, the Senior Citizen Center, and just, well, all the stuff we have going on here.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big-time team effort. I guess people don't realize really how many people are involved in all the activities that go around here.
Well, it can't be possible if you don't have those folks, because one or two people can't do it. And I'm just so thankful that we've got so many people here in the area that steps up and they want to volunteer to help out and make some of these things come to fruition. And it's a great thing, and we appreciate everybody that volunteers for not only this, but, I mean, for all the things that takes place. Because think about it. I got to thinking about it, and starting in September, you know, we've got several events that's taking place here at the historical courthouse square. I know the 9/11 ceremony is coming up here in a couple of weeks, and then kick off the roller coaster yard sale. And I think in October there's something going on just about every weekend.
Right. I think October is going to be a busy month, looks like.
It is, and so appreciate everybody that's doing that. One of the things that I would like to commend Sandra and all the workers down there, her staff that helps her, her volunteers that helps her out down there, was the shuffleboard. We changed that. They decided, you know, here about a year ago to give it a try to bring it indoors. And I think that's been a great success, because there's been very few days that I haven't heard those blocks slapping each other in there. So we've got a lot of folks that have been using it. When it was outside, they hardly ever was out there because of the weather. You know, in the wintertime it's too cold, summertime it's too hot. But bringing it inside, indoors, I think that it's really been a success. They've used it a whole lot. And you mentioned something a moment ago, Thomas, about people takes the rook and all that serious. And used to years ago, you know, a lot of folks, I can remember, before me and Pandora got married, out on New Hope, that was one of the big things on Saturday night, gathering at people's houses, you know, and having a rook game. Me and Pandora come very close not getting married over a rook game.
You wasn't on opposite. Y'all, you're on the same team.
I lost. I didn't know how to play, and I was on her team, and she didn't like that one bit. So I was almost in the notion of heading back to Willow Grove.
I've noticed that at some of the pitch games, if a new player comes in and he ain't pretty good, he gets banished from the table pretty quick. I mean,
and I'm one of those, you won't see me sitting in there playing because I ain't that good. I don't know how to do it that well, but they do, and they enjoy it. And it's a blessing to me to walk by and see and go in there and see all the folks that are coming out and enjoying it and taking advantage of the programs and stuff that we got going on down there. We just encourage everybody to come out and be with us.
Okay, with that, we'll take a little short break and let Sandra get back to work. I'm sure that place can probably operate maybe another 10 or 15 minutes without her, but we'll let her get back down to work. And Dale, we'll be back with you just in a few minutes. We'll work in a couple of commercials here, and then we'll be right back, and we'll talk about some of the things going on in the other parts of county government.
Okay.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
7,000 high school students drop out every school day. If you stack their desks one atop the other, it's a pile more than 17,000 feet high. That's 12 Empire State Buildings. But what's truly scary is that another stack is going up tomorrow. We can keep students in school. Visit boostup.org and take the first step. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we'd like to encourage everyone to tell their neighbors about what's going on here every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock here on WVFB-FM 101.5 Kick Country. Remind them that we're here from the corner room of the historic Clay County Courthouse, and we do have the log trucks going by, and of course we, like I said, we have to turn our air conditioning off because we have hurricane winds when we have the air conditioning on, and the air conditioner is basically sitting right on top of our microphones, but it's not that hot, and of course Dale and I are both old country boys. We didn't know what an air conditioner, we didn't even know what a window fan was for a long, long time. The only fan we knew was the ones you held in your hand at the funeral home give out.
In church.
In church. That was about it. But we're getting kind of spoiled, I guess. But Dale, I know we've had a county court meeting the other night. I don't know if we had a lot of business. This is kind of a slack time of the year, isn't it?
Well, we had the planning, and of course our court meeting will be coming up in the next couple of weeks. And I would like to announce that the regular court meeting would be scheduled for this coming Monday night, which would be the 5th, but it's falling on Labor Day. The commissioners chose to push that out to the 12th, and that'll be 2 weeks. And so that's when they'll come together and vote on the agenda. Planning the other night, we presented the agenda to them. And like you said, this time of the year, it is kind of slack because our budget, we passed our budget, and we have sent it down to the comptroller's office. So we really can't do a whole lot until the comptroller has a letter of approval back, approving all of our funds and stuff that we had at the county commission has agreed to for the upcoming fiscal year. Right now, we're operating on what they call a continuous budget, and so we can't really do anything different than what we had done the year before as far as funding goes. And anything new that has been added to the budget, we can't act on that until we get that approval. And it usually takes anywhere from 15 to 20 days back from the comptroller's office if everything's okay. And we send everything down. Seems like every year they ask for more and more. And if they see something that they don't like, or they want to send something, you know, that prolongs that time frame a little bit longer out there. But hopefully hopefully we got everything that that they needed, and we sent it down, and we're just waiting on their response back to us.
And we got all of our departments in this year.
We did.
It looked like the county is back in a little bit of harmony right now, aren't they? And,
yes, and the budget process this year went really, really well, and I thank the good Lord for that, because last year, you know, we did have some issues, you know, that took a little bit longer than what we would love for it to have took, but it is the budget process, and along with the county commission and the budget committee and school board members and all worked together and made it go through pretty smooth this time.
Well, last year, you're on the good side of that. It was kind of like the mouse pulling the elephant's tail, wasn't it? The little county squeaked, and the state of Tennessee kind of looked at some things and said, "Hey, you know, we hadn't been doing this right, have we?"
Yeah, and it. And the laws changed, and there's some legislation that was brought up and went through the House and the Senate without any opposition. And so changing the process of how the county budgeting works. And so hopefully it'll be better, not only for just Clay County, or give some clarity anyway, you know, for not just only for Clay County and small rural counties, but it also, it was a law that changed across the state, and your big metropolitan areas is not affected by it because they operate in a different venue. And but for your small rural counties like us and those that are around us and smaller ones that regardless of what act they operate under, the new budgeting law will affect them. So it gives some clarity of time frames. And also that if you got a county commission and a school board that doesn't agree on budgets, they have like a process they can go through with to kind of keep it going until a certain period of time.
Okay, and I know that no tax increase,
no tax increase
does not mean there's no increase in revenue, does it, Dale?
No, it doesn't. But one of the things that we did, the commissioners didn't want to do a tax increase this year, and we have lost some revenue with it's kind of a double-edged sword. Our hospital up here was acquired by the city of Cookeville, which the Cookeville Regional Hospital is owned by the city of Cookeville. So our hospital up here now is an affiliate of the city of Cookeville. Cookeville Regional Hospital, and so anyway, that by that being said, it is a tax exempt. They fall into a tax exempt, and so we did lose that tax and authority on that particular area there at the hospital. So that was a loss to us, but hopefully, you know, the good Lord, and you know. Always, when you lose something here, hopefully you can gain it over here somewhere else and pick up some more to hopefully balance it out, and that's what we're hoping to do. And so the commissioners, you know, they saw no reason for a tax increase at this time.
Okay, now, Dale, also I noticed I think one of the papers this week we had the report from the tourism department about the we did have a slight increase in I guess it as far as percentage wise a slight increase in tourism dollars in Clay County for the I guess that year 2014 I guess wasn't it?
Yeah, it'd been well probably 2015-2016 fiscal year was the increase statewide. I don't know the numbers, I ain't got them in front of me, but I know that tourism was one of the bigger increases for a lot of your counties, and especially for the state of Tennessee, had a big increase. Their revenue came in a lot better than what they had projected it to come in.
Okay, and I think when you and Sandra came in, I was sitting over in front of the box over there. I was trying to find some information about the ranking of the counties, and something that kind of. I know we're sitting on Dale Hollow Lake here, and we have, what, I guess six or seven of the resort and facilities here in Clay County. And I think one of the numbers that really jumped at me on the report was that it listed there was 46 people that worked in the tourism industry. Now, that I don't know where they came up with that number, but that seems like incredibly out of kilter, doesn't it, to you? I mean,
I don't know how they rank that. I don't know how, exactly how they come about getting that number of numbers, but I know that across the countries that we have.
Okay, and, you know, like I said, I think the latest report I could find was like a couple, 3 years ago when it ranked all the counties. And another thing that kind of surprised me was that we're like, our counties here around Dale Hollow Lake are in the lower 12 or 14 counties in the state in tourism dollars. So it's not just Clay County that's, you know, it seems like we're missing out on the fact, you know, that Dale Hollow Lake's the number one houseboating lake, you know, one of the number one fishing lakes. Seems like, you know, maybe we're getting the people in, but we're not getting the dollars that some of the other places are getting from them. I don't know if there's anything we can do about that or...
Well, I think that's one of the things that, you know, that we've been working on as far as our downtown revitalization program that I know the three-star folks, the volunteers have been working on, and I know City Mayor Kerr and the council has been really looking at, you know, trying to do things to come up with different venues that might entice folks to when you... Because you may have a family comes in and they may rent a houseboat up on the lake and be there for maybe a week or however many days, but daddy may like to fish a whole lot, but mama may not. And, you know, we've got to come up with things to bring them on down into the downtown area to where that they can, you know, whether it be our restaurants or whether it be our little shopping places like Family Dollar, Dollar Store, and our grocery stores and stuff, because a lot of folks coming out of Kentucky down to the lake, when they get to their destination on the lake, they may not know about, you know, some of the areas on down into Salina. And I know that through the Chamber of Commerce, I know Ray and them out there have been working real hard about doing the advertisement and getting it out. And advertisement is very expensive. And I know I see some of the bills and stuff that we issue and pay for trying to get it out into the areas round about us up north and down toward the Florida area and all that to try to encourage the people to come our way. And I think they've been doing a good job of doing that. And yeah, we're putting billboards up on the interstate and stuff like that and everything, but those things are not cheap.
Right.
When you do that, and you got to have funding to do that. And I know that through our advertisement, through the magazines and stuff that we put out, they touch on what we have to offer here in Clay County. You know, our lakes are, you know, not just for fishing, but they're for a lot of recreational activities as well.
Okay, Dale, hold your thoughts there for a few minutes, and we will take a little short break here in a second. But before we do that, probably be a good idea to go through our list of birthday celebrants today. I've got a few names on there today. Look like we got about a dozen names on there today. And beginning with, and these all had birthdays this past week, Bryce Bailey, Layla Boyce, Miss Linda Hamilton had a birthday this past week. Of course, she was on with us here few shows ago. And Suzanne Smith celebrated a birthday. Destiny Copas, Nathan Gully, and these the families call these in. Sometimes they don't leave any names. They just say they'd like to wish. But you know that it is family calling. And also Betty Smith and the folks out at the Moss Church of Christ would like to wish her a happy birthday. That may have been yesterday. Rush Rich, Caleb Weir, and we had Alex McLaren from his Papa and Granny and all the other members of the family. And then they made another call to wish Alex's mother a happy birthday.
Hmm.
Andrea Rich McLaren also celebrated a birthday this past week. And Max Walden's granny called in and to wish him a happy birthday. I believe that was his fifth birthday, and that was from all the family, including his brothers Todd and Cooper. Of course, Landon, his grandpa, and just all kinds of folks. And now, if you want to be on this list and part of the chance to win a birthday and anniversary cake, you need to call our answering machine here at 243-5574. And you could also use the courthouse email address if you want to mail one to us during the week. And that address is courthouse@theinfoed.com. That's info-ed.com. So we do have a mail account, and we'll accept them from there. And just remind folks, you know, to go out and enjoy these ice cream cakes. Even if you don't win one, all of their frozen treats, their burgers, the chicken, the salad, just all the food they have out there. And like I said, they're great folks out there, and the folks that work there will take care of you. But right now, we'll take a little short break, and along toward the end of the program, we'll draw out a number, and we'll award one of these birthday and anniversary cakes to today's lucky winner. But right now, we do need to take a little short break, and even before we do that, we want to remind folks that the three-star program and the Clay County Chamber also make sure this show stays on the air. So, you know, visit our folks here in the county and spend your money at home. Right now, let's take a little short break.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
We try to hide our truths about our mental and substance use disorders from the world, and sometimes from ourselves. Saying I'm fine is a facade. By facing our problems, recovery begins. And we are empowered to speak our truth. Join the voices for recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we'd like to let everyone know, you know, just how much we appreciate our listeners here, and without you listening to us, you know, there wouldn't be any reason for us to be on the air here. And we hope that the information that we give you will be of importance to you. And sometimes we do have some lighthearted information. Sometimes we have some serious information. And, oh, another thing, you know, Dale, I saw the thing about the core and the swinging bridge, one of our landmarks, that they've got it closed for a little bit of repair work. I was wondering if do you know anything other than what they had in the paper that what they're doing, how long it's going to take, or?
No, I don't, Tom. They, of course, they pretty much take care of that up there, and the only thing that they would contact me over if it was a situation that they were going to completely close it or something like that. But I think that they are doing some upgrades a little bit, because the swinging bridge is, like you said, kind of an icon for our area and everything, and it does need. Has to be maintained because for safety purposes, and I'm sure that's what they're doing.
Okay, and along that line, Dale, I know we've seen stuff in the papers in the past about Donaldson Park and about Pleasant Grove Park, that the Corps is basically, I guess they're going to get out of those parks sometime in the not too distant future. Have you had any talks with them or anything about what's going on with that?
Well, I know that Pleasant Grove Park has been brought up before, you know, about the primitive camping is kind of a thing, and don't like to say in the past, but I guess it is pretty much, you know, not as popular as it used to be. A lot of folks are went to the RVs and type camping and stuff like that, and that is popular. I mean, here below our dam, the campground below the dam down there, it stays full all the time during the seasonal times, and they have pretty much, you know, as the island, they've just pretty much just don't really maintain it all that well, and I don't know what the, as far as the future goes for it. At one time they asked if the county would be, well, county commission chose that it, the liability of it is one of the biggest things, because we dealt with our insurance company, and that was one of the bigger issues that we had with it, is the liability part of taking that park over. And and the cost of maintaining it, you know, is up there as well. And I know you can gain some revenue from it, but we looked at it and kind of weighed out the cost there. And so the commissioners they decided that at that particular time that not to do it. And but I mean, you know, it may be somebody in the future. You know, I know the Corps have looked at private agencies, you know, of taking parks over and doing that, and that could possibly be something that they might do in the future.
Okay, I think I've heard that was one of the down farther down, a few years down the road, if the county, you know, continued to not express interest in it. Have any studies ever, has the Corps ever done any studies, or have they laid any stipulations, you know, for things that you can and can't do if you were to take that over?
Yeah, they've got
as far as commercial things sponsored by the county.
Yeah, they've got stipulations. Even if you do take it over, they're still going to be in control somewhat, you know, as far as you got to put forth a strategic plan for them, you know, and some of the things that they require you to do and you have to do. And when you're filling out and putting out your plan, they certainly expect you to do those things. And that's why that when you're working on something like that, the first few years you need to make it as minimum as you possibly can to try to upkeep it and keep it, you know, in a safe manner. And then down in the future, you know, if you want to add buildings or do something like that, that would be something that you do on down in the future, because whatever you put in that plan, they expect you to do it. And that's just that's their policy.
Well, you know, Dale, I guess with the things that transpired up at the Kentucky State Park, I guess a county or a state government really is falls under a different set of plans than the commercial boat docks of things they can do, doesn't it? Because I think, you know, according to what the folks down in Tennessee thought, that boat dock up there was against their compact they had with the Corps, didn't they?
Yeah, and they we met with some of our legislators, and we were hoping that maybe that the state would look at the possibility of doing something in this area, and right now they're not that interested in it. And I'm not saying it's completely out of the question, but I know at the particular time whenever we talked to them that, and we compared it to the Kentucky State Park, you know, why couldn't we get something like that down here? And then they, of course, they compare it to the Standing Stone State Park. They said, well, we have one, you know, and we were hoping that way, maybe we could somehow know, draw all that together and combine the two together. But Lord let this whole world stand and everything. Hopefully in the future that might be something that, you know, that can be worked out. And
well, it seems like our present administration has more of the idea of turning over facilities like that to private enterprise. Don't they? Even some of a lot of the state parks, I think they've talked about farming them out to private enterprise.
They've done a lot of that in different venues and everything, and that's one of the things that when it comes to small rural areas, we just don't have the funding to take something like that over and to maintain it and upkeep it and keep it in a form that would be the way that they would want us to do. If I may,
yes.
the other night, like you said, you know, we was talking a moment ago, then a whole lot that, you know, we can do, but we obligated the 1st of September is when we elect, appoint back the committees and the boards on the county commission, and that's whenever they appoint the chairman of the court, of the commissioners and pro tem. And that will be done on the 12th, as well as setting back up the committees and the boards. And I was telling you a moment ago when I first come in here, 10 years ago today was the first day that I walked in an office down there, and on 1st of September, and that's when your elected officials take office after a general election.
That's the second time you said I do.
Definitely was the third time, right? I do. And but I've been so blessed. I am so thankful to everyone out there for giving me the opportunity, and I hope and trust that God be my helper, that we can continue to do the things that would be you know, beneficial to all. And I always say mainly pleasing to our Heavenly Father. But we have this year, or this September, the property assessor will be sworn back in. And also you got school board members that will be sworn back in. And they take office today. And so congratulations to all those folks that are doing that. And I know they'll do a great job.
Let me ask you a question, since you gratefully let us know that you've now been in this office for a decade. Just, you know, I don't want to give you a whole lot of time to think, maybe try to get a spur of the moment out of you.
Yeah, that's what you try to do a lot of times and everything. I always kind of, let me ask you a question. And
Brightest moment. I mean, there has to be something. I know there's probably dozens of things that really stand out, but maybe the one thing that you swelled up more over than anything else while you have been mayor of Clay County.
Well, I hope I've not swelled up anything over any
I'm
of
talking
it.
About
I mean,
some pride for the county, not for yourself, but pride for the county.
I have always, you know, it's been a blessing to me to always know that hopefully that I've been a part of doing some things that have been beneficial to folks out there to maybe make their life or their way of living a little bit better, a little bit easier. And the senior citizens has been one of the, you know, bright spot to see the folks have the opportunity to come out to a place where that hopefully they enjoy it. I think they do. And just to know that I can't do anything by myself, and having, you know, the people that I surrounded myself with, and I have surrounded myself with, my staff has been so great, and I just continue to give them the gratitude that helping me be able to perform, hopefully in a way that will be we can make our county proud. I love to go to we have to attend a lot of meetings, and I love the opportunity to be able to represent our county and be able to tell the folks of where I'm located at. And when we had some of the folks that's come up to me and said, you know, well, y'all evidently got a handle on it. It looks like it's going pretty good for you up there. But that's a good feeling to know that hopefully, you know, by the Lord's help and everything, we're doing the things that are beneficial.
Okay, and beneficial, the road down to Arcot. Have you been down to check it out personally the last day or two?
No, I haven't. And the reason I haven't, I talked to the highway superintendent the other day, and he told me that they got it now to where that, you know, and I said, well, I've not come down through there, because I know how it is, you know, to when they're having to work and block people and having them, I know how that is. And but no, I've not had the opportunity. I know he said he's getting real close to being done. He's fixing to do some paving. Once they get it done, they're going to repave it, I think, from Fox Run Road on back up to the state highway, so it'll have a new surface on it. And that's been a big project. That was we didn't know there for a while what we were going to do, because that's a county road, and like I said, you know, we can't bore with a big auger. We have to bore with a small auger here. But Jason, you know, he's done real well, and I want to thank the people at the state that have helped us, you know, with some funding to help make that possible. And so they're getting close.
Looked like it been a whole bunch of rocks went down through there.
Whole bunch of rocks. Because at one time we didn't know what we were going to do, because that slide, you know, if it kept sliding, that road would be devastating for it to be permanently closed. I mean, I think it's, what, 6-7 miles to go around. And so that would just be a burden on everybody that lives down in that area. And so I know they work real hard to get it back. I know it was inconvenient for a lot of folks, but sometimes we have to, you know, go through inconveniences to get better.
And, you know, with changes in the county and the shift in the housing for the county, is that a lot of folks live down in there, unlike what it was back in the late 50s, 60s when we had a few family farms, and those folks didn't come to Salina maybe once a week on Saturday.
Yeah.
And now we've got hundreds of folks that depend on that every day to get to work, don't we?
We do. And another thing that I would, if you let me bring up, that I know that has been brought to the attention of some folks, that, and we appreciate everybody that's coming in and building homes. That's what helps our tax base. And when our assessment rate goes up, our tax base rate can go down. And more houses we have built here, that helps with our assessment rate. And we've, in 2009, state of Tennessee passed some law that for residential builder permits. And long about that time, the county adopted those laws. And in 2011, the law changed to where that for a single family dwelling, one or two family dwellings, new construction, you know, you had to get a building permit to build here in Clay County. And if you build onto that home, 30 feet additional new home, you have to get a permit as well. And I think that, you know, that right now we don't have an issuing agent, so we've got a website that the state is doing it for us, but we're working hard to try to get someone to do that. The county commission is looking at that to where hopefully can make it a little bit easier on everybody. So if you're wanting to build a home, a new home, we want you to contact us. We'll give you the website, and we'll give you a name of a lady at the state that she can help you walk through that process.
Okay, I think we're about to run out of time every time.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you what. And, you know, with building permits, a little sideline to that thing to it, that's going to make the tax assessor's job a little easier. Well, he'll know where to go look.
He will. But that don't have, I know I've had people, Thomas, to ask about, you know, does that have anything to do with a barn or any kind of shed or anything? No. If it's not attached to your permanent residence, you do not have to have a permit.
Okay. I have drawn out a name for today's winner, and it looks like Betty Smith.
Well,
has, she's probably listening to us out on the mail route today.
She should be, shouldn't she?
Yeah, she should be. Yeah. You know, I think most of our mail carriers do listen to us, and hats off to the guys up at Twin Lakes. I know a bunch of those guys, when they're out traveling around doing maintenance work over the county, do tune us in. We'll say a big hi to those. And I know also that we have some very loyal listeners out at the Clay County Rehabilitation Center out at the nursing home. I know we have some ladies and some gentlemen out there that are very, very loyal listeners to us, and we'd like to have a big shout out and howdy to those folks out
Absolutely.
There, and hope that we brighten up your day and let you know that you're still a part of our community, and we think of you, and we're just so proud to have you listening to us. But I guess with that, Dale?
We want to wish everybody a happy Labor Day weekend and a safe Labor Day weekend. The county offices will be closed Monday. That's one of the official holidays, so we'll be open back up on Tuesday.
Well, I guess according to the old clock on the wall, we're about ready to have to get out of here, but we want to say, you know, once again, may the good Lord bless and keep you, and hopefully you will tune us again next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock here on WVFB-FM. But until that time, good day.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.